today on Tuesday, there's going to be a meeting between President Jacob Zuma of South Africa and a delegation from the Commonwealth of Nations in London. The purpose of their visit really is to meet with the three leaders of the coalition government in Lesotho. That is the Right Honorable the Prime Minister, Dr. Motsoaledi Thomas Tabane, who's also the leader of the All Basotho Convention, and the Deputy Prime Minister, Honorable Motsoaledi Mafikeng, who's also the leader of the Lesotho Congress for Democracy, and Chief Masirivani, who is the leader of the Basotho National Party and the Minister of Gender in this coalition government. The purpose of the meeting really is to chart the way forward, to find out how Lesotho can achieve everlasting peace and stability. You will remember that right now there's still an impasse between the outgoing commander of the Lesotho Defense Force, General Kennedy Kamudi, and the incoming commander, Lieutenant General Mahao. So the situation is not stable at all. Security in Lesotho, it's a far-fetched dream as we speak. So what this delegation will be discussing really with the leaders of Lesotho will be on how to achieve everlasting peace and stability in Lesotho. And we are hoping that after that meeting, we'll see some progress towards achieving peace in this country.
Taka Lekwala, has the sharp political disagreement between the leaders been resolved following their meeting with President Zuma in South Africa?
I'm really sad to inform you and the public that the disagreement between the three leaders are getting wider and wider every day. Especially the leader, the Deputy Prime Minister, who's also the leader of the Lesotho Congress for Democracy, LCD. He seems not ready to come to the negotiation table with his other two partners. And this is really worrying because he's aligned with this renegade general who has seized weapons from the military barracks and fled into the mountains of Lesotho. So I can say the rift between the three leaders is widening. And that's exactly what President Zuma and the delegation from the Commonwealth would like to resolve when they come to Lesotho today on Tuesday.
Now, there were reports that there was a need to ensure a foreign intervention force. How are people of Lesotho reacting to this security discomfort in the country?
To be honest, men and women on the street, ordinary Basotho citizens, are sick and tired of this unstable situation in Lesotho right now. They are looking forward for a military intervention from SADC because they feel that if SADC countries intervene militarily in Lesotho, the situation will be normalized in a very short time. Basotho are yearning for peace and stability in the country. And they are tired that they are not able to do their normal everyday business because they fear for their lives. Since, like I told you earlier on, that this renegade general has seized all the weapons in the army arsenal and he's fled in the mountains. And until that renegade general is disarmed, this country will remain tense and people will never be at ease. So military intervention, according to many Basotho, is the only solution.